to, she said quickly, before he could go on about her favourite clients any more.
No, no need to do that, sweetie, said Neville,
going from irritating boss to conciliatory boyfriend in an instant.
It's 4 o'clock, you push off home. I'll see you tomorrow.
Neville wasn't usually one for suggesting she pushed off home, and she was a bit taken aback. Oh, okay then. She paused. I might call on Mrs. Langley.
Good plan. See if she's finally decided to put her desirable 6-bed on the market. God, she must rattle around in there.
He chuckled.
Sorry, hon, there I go again. Always the estate agent. You go and see your old lady. And pick up some flowers on the way. Keep the receipt and take the money out of petty cash.
Bella wished she hadn't mentioned Mrs. Langley. Neville, though well-meaning, didn't understand that garage carnations didn't really set the heart racing. To be honest, she's got a garden full of flowers, but it's a sweet thought.
Get her some chocolates, then, something nice.
Neville, it's okay. I'm sure when she's ready to move, she'll let us know.
It's good of you to keep up the pressure, though, Bells, said Neville. It shows your dedication to the job. I do appreciate that.
As she set off in her car, Bella thought about Neville. He did get it wrong sometimes, but his heart was in the right place. She found she was smiling.